Tail be'ez Hashem we learn daf lamed alpha masach the sukkah. Some of the topics we learn about include the following: the status of a stolen sukkah, may it be used? Where must a thief return a stolen object, and when does he only repay its value? Do a lulav and esrog need to be hadar according to Rabbi Yehuda? Adding or subtracting from the four species. Some of the key terms and concepts we learn about include takanas marish, the enactment regarding a stolen crossbeam. If someone stole a crossbeam and built it into a structure, he does not have to demolish the building in order to return it, he only has to pay its value. This was enacted to make tshuva easier. This leniency was extended even to a sukkah in which removing the beam would be less costly. Hekesh, a comparison within a pasuk. Bal Tosef, the prohibition against adding to a mitzvah. Hadar be'ilana mishana l'shana, that lives on its tree from year to year. The pasuk that teaches that the esrog is the fruit we need for the mitzvah uses the word hadar. It can be translated as beauty, or it can be translated as that lives, because dar is the root of the word lives. The hay could be understood as a prefix and not part of the actual word for beauty. Kesuzi mechta shireha, its measurement is considered pulverized. The four species must be a certain length. If one of them must be burned, they are considered less than the requisite size, even while they are still whole and are invalid for the mitzvah.